are back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm feeling very feisty today. That's just the way it is. It's one of those days. The kind of feistiness that makes me want to sometimes scream and sometimes get angry and get pissed off. What is the value of getting angry and pissed off in your life? There's lots of value in that. We often do not listen to our anger. And when we don't act on the things we need to do. And when you don't act on the things to do, you get resentful and bitter and angry even more. The healthy expression of anger is important in your career and in your life. If you don't do it, you bottle it and you die. That's about it. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRocher. If you haven't already done so, go online, www.citr.ca, and download our podcast. It shows not only Career Fast Track, but all the other shows that we have on this station. It's fantastic stuff. Check it out. Download it for free. Also, for free, go to www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. That's one as in the number one. Download your free copy of a piece of paper that tells you how to find your dream job in one day. Now, today's show is not for everyone. It's only for one type of person. For those people who are on the brink of success but are too afraid to grasp it. Today's show is for those people who are on the brink of success and are too afraid to grasp it. That means you've got a lot of good things going on in your life, but for some reason you can't take it to the next level. There are many reasons why you can't take it to the next level. But on today's show, I'm going to focus on a way for you to actually change your behavior so that when you do this, you're actually going to get noticed and break through that barrier. Now, what I'm learning in life is that there is a very transparent yet thick barrier between you and success. You look at success and it's right there. However, getting there is as if you're trying to break through a foot of plexiglass. It will not break, it will not crack, it will not scratch, nothing will happen. There's a way to get through this plexiglass. While you can see your success on the other side of it, you can't break through. And so this shows for those of you who haven't been able to break through in that way. Also, if you haven't had a chance, you must check out our articles every morning in 24 hours. We are the columnist for 24 hours, the career columnist. Check it out, called Fast Track. And last week, we talked about, in fact, we rarely ever have a two-part series on a career-related problem, but we had so much demand and interest on the subject that we decided to repeat the subject with a different answer, an alternative answer. In fact, the question was, how do I handle a career change? Should I tell my boss I'm looking for a new work, or should I do it in secrecy? And my original advice was secrecy. Of course, respectful. And I received an email from a gentleman who's president of a large company, and he said, Philip, that's not the way I would suggest you do it. He actually suggested that you develop a relationship with your boss, of course, if you get along with him, and tell them, listen, you're looking for a change. And these are the reasons why. Could you support me in this change, in this transition? Now, I think there's a lot of risk involved in that. But this president said that if he was ever interviewing a candidate and he said, can I speak to your manager? And the candidate said, no, it's confidential and private, he would never hire that person. A very unusual approach. In my experience, I've seen it where I say that they understand it because you're making a transition. It's private and confidential. But according to him, he says, go to your boss, book a meeting and say, these are the reasons why things aren't working for me. Maybe the boss is going to try to give you a new position and then you're like even happier. You don't even have to make a transition. So his suggestions are for you to do that. The phone number is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. If anything comes to mind while we are talking, call me, 604-822-2487. How do you break through that barrier of success? There's a great skit by Jerry Seinfeld, and he says, I can't believe we're actually afraid of success. I mean, haven't we reached a little too far on this one? We've got a lot of fears. But to actually fear having a good life, that's tough. but I think it's one of the greatest barriers to your success. And the reason is this. Listen, put whatever you're doing down. Put the car to the side. Stop doing what you're doing. What are you worth? The minute you're faced with success is the moment you're seriously asking yourself, am I worthy? And if the answer is yes, you realize that you've built up a strong enough foundation on your home so that you can build a stronger home. But if you are given an opportunity to be successful and you realize that you cannot accept it or you're too afraid, you may realize that in fact your home is built on sand. Now, many great scriptures say this, and it's the same thing over and over. Nothing I'm saying is new, but the way I'm saying it is new. Nothing I'm saying is new, but the way I'm saying it is new. My commitment is to say it in such a way that you actually hear it, maybe for the first time in your life. What are you worth? You know the answer to that question. If I were to ask you, are you worthy of success? And you were to say, of course. But then I really were to tell you, if I put success right in front of you, would you be able to accept it? I believe that's why 95% of people who win millions of dollars ended up losing it within 2 years. Filling the void in your life with things do not add value to. The only thing that adds value to you is the things that make you realize how important and how valuable you are. Now, I propose that you had no value before you had the success. And when you were given an opportunity to be successful, it brought it to the surface. And so you had never built up a strong enough foundation of self-worth. Now, you've heard scriptures and people say that you are worthy and deep down you are enough. And that is what all the great sages say. But my question is, do you believe it? Now, I cannot address this issue on this show on how to convince you right now that you are worthy of success and you are worthy of having all of the monetary and physical and accolades and all the good stuff that comes with success, the responsibility, the leadership, all that good stuff. But the universe, I will tell you now, will never provide you what you cannot handle. And so what I'd like to propose is that if you are in the brink of success or you are too afraid of taking that next step in your life, I propose that the fact that it's actually happening in your life means that you're ready. You're not yet ready to accept it, but you are ready to look at yourself as to why you aren't able to accept it, and then you'll be able to accept it once you work through it. Now, I tell you, it ain't easy, but the problem is you can't go back. That's the problem. You can't go back. Once you see the light, you can't go back. And it's a tougher way to go, but I'll tell you one thing. Once you start to work on yourself, you will see amazing changes and growth. (604) 822-2487 is the number here. If this is tweaking an urge of anticipation or a tweaking a nerve that is making you twitch, or if this is causing an undue amount of anxiety, call 604-822-2487. I'm going to break now. On the way back, I will share with you a story of a woman who is on the brink of success, what she's going through, and what I recommended she do to take it to the next level. When I told her that, she got so excited, I said I had to share it on the air. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm back in 46 seconds.
Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh, yeah, the AMS is good.
Join us at the AMS.
Yeah.
The mission for AMS is organization to improve quality of educational, social, and personal lives of the students of UBC.
There are many ways to get involved, yeah. Start a club, volunteer, or work for one of your AMS businesses.
Yeah, please visit the website at ams.ubc.ca.
Okay, yeah.
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 I got a job. I got a job. I got a job. I got a job. I got a
job. And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM. That's 101.9 FM. We are broadcast a lot across the Lower Mainland, also across Canada, across the United States, across the world at www.citr.ca. You're listening to Career Fast Track, and I'm your host, PD. Thanks for listening. We're talking about how you can break through the barrier, the seemingly impossible, but yet you can actually see on the other side of this barrier, which is success. How do you break through it? Often you're faced with it. And I told you before the break that I would share with you a story about a woman that I know right now who's currently facing an opportunity to actually grow to the next level. She is afraid. However, one is accepting her value, and two is implementing a strategy to actually get to the other side. Now, on this show, I can't talk to you about how you can find love and love yourself. I can't do it. But what I can do is I can give you a strategy to help you implement immediately in your life so that you make that stretch. There's a verse in a beautiful scripture that says, if you knock, someone will open the door. And so I'm going to give you a tool that will be as if you're knocking on the door, and success will open. Also, if you haven't already done so, get our download at www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. Oh, and by the way, we're taking your questions. If you have any questions and you're too afraid to call in, then email info. So email us at this email address, info, at drcareer.com. That's dr-career.com, info at drcareer.com. Okay, I'm back. So I had dinner on Saturday night with my friend and his wife, and they are brilliant people and very good friends of mine. And I had an opportunity during our dinner to ask her how her career was going, and unbeknownst to me, she had been something quite fascinating in her life had happened. Let me tell you, previous to this dinner engagement, she had been at her current employment for about 2 years, and she was consistently a star. Now, what do I mean by a star? I mean, she lit up the place. Not only was she a star in terms of how she was in terms of her behavior and her attitude, but her performance backed up her stardom. She consistently outranked all of her members in terms of sales, in terms of customer service satisfaction levels, in terms of awards. She won it all. In fact, she had a rating that was so high, it wasn't the highest in this particular branch. I mean, they have these companies everywhere. I don't want to reveal her name. I don't want to reveal the company. Maybe one day she'll allow me. I didn't even ask her. I want to share with the story. I didn't ask her about wanting to share it. I just have to share this generically because it doesn't matter what the detail is. She was so successful in her, not only in this location, but locations across the world. And this is a global company. I mean, that's unprecedented. Okay? She's that good. Amazingly, in 2 years, her salary never reflected that amazingness. So she gets frustrated. I don't blame her. You're on your job, you're extremely successful, and no one is giving you more responsibility or more money. That's frustrating. Folks, it happens all the time. You have to ask. If you don't ask, you won't get it. You know, last night I went out for dinner, and I asked for a pecan tart, and they didn't have any, and I was upset. And all they had was a bunion cake. I didn't want bunion, but I wanted sweets, so I said, I'll have a bunion. And as the waitress was leaving, I actually paused in my head and I said, wait, I wanted a pecan pie, and I'm going to stand up for my pecan pie. So I asked the waitress if she could come back, and she came back, and I looked her in the eye, and I said, I really wanted pecan pie. Could you offer me a reduced rate on the bunion cake because you don't have your pecan pie? She said, I will go ask the manager. She came back and offered the bunion cake for free. Now, this is not about being cheap and asking for a bunion cake at no cost. This is about standing up for what it is you want. Does that make sense? Huge difference. So in your job, in your life, you must stand up for you. Now, two things happen, two emotions happen if you don't ask for what you are entitled to. Number one is boredom, and number two is anger. In other words, resentment. If you're bored and angry on the job, and you're good at what you do, this is your body telling you you have to do something. Now, I'm not telling you to do anything. You could do whatever you want. All I'm telling you is that there is something and there is an opportunity right in front of you now to go after something that you haven't been able to do before. Now, you've thought about it, but how do you actually do it? So I'm at dinner on Saturday night, and my friend is sharing the story about how she was so good that last week the big boss invited the heads of all the departments into his office. And he also invited one person who is the head of nothing, but she's very talented. And it was her, my friend. So in the meeting, he's looking at her as if and genuinely interested in hearing how and why she is most successful in what she does. To her surprise, even though he acknowledged she was great at what she did, he never wrote a check for her. He never gave her a promotion. Nothing ever happened. Now, I hear stories about people on jobs and in careers that get tagged as superstars. And these people end up getting brought into the senior president's office and say, "We like you. We want to groom you to be president." I've heard of stories like this. I've never met anyone who has this happen to them. My friend is a trader in Montreal, and he trades billions, that's a B as in Bob, billions of dollars. And he's in the top 5% producers in the entire company. Even that is not good enough for the boss to come to him and say, "We want to give you more money and more responsibility." You have to ask for it. I hope you're slowly getting the point that there's a beautiful scriptured line that says, if you knock, someone will open the door. If you seek, you shall find. That kind of stuff. Now, you can sit there and do nothing and build your boredom and anger. You can do that. That's a choice. Go ahead. I don't mind. I'd rather you not do that. But I will tell you that there's a consequence to asking and knocking. There's a big one. More eyeballs will be on you. Can you handle more eyeballs on you? Can you handle more people looking to you for answers to problems? What I've discovered in life is that the moment more eyeballs turn to you is the very moment where you start asking yourself, what are you worth? Now, I propose that you are enough, just exactly the way you are. And you don't have to do a damn thing to prove a damn thing. But what I do know in life is that the value and the happiness and fulfillment you get out of life from a career point of view, trust me, if you don't have family, friends, love, passion, all that good stuff, I'm going to be unhappy. So I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about from a career point of view. You have to be in a position to contribute. If you don't feel like you're contributing and you're wasting away, your value's not being optimized, you're unhappy. So this is about optimizing your value in this world. So to her amazement, at the end of this meeting, this president, meanwhile, has dished out compliment after compliment towards her in terms of her ability to perform. And yet 2 years in the company, her bottom line nor her responsibilities have been changed. No one's brought her into the office. And guess what, folks? She's faced with that opportunity in life where she can actually take her career to the next level. And yes, she never admitted it to me, but I would propose she's faced with that fear of success. how to overcome it. I told her exactly what tool she can use. And it's actually a tool that I could email, and I will be emailing to her so that she could grasp that success and own it and have those eyeballs turn towards her. You're listening to Curve Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm going to break now. On my return, I will reveal to you the document that I will be sending to her so that she then can utilize to face her fear of success and overcome it and be successful. Yes? Good. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
I gotta go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Curve Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcast across the Lower Mainland at 101.9 FM, broadcast globally at www.citr.ca. Go to it. Also, to listen to previous shows that have been saved on the computer so that you can listen to them free, go to www.citr.ca, click on podcasts, and you can hear all the 34 other podcasts and shows of Career Track, Fast Track that I put on. Also, you may also listen to many of the other shows that have been put on through this station. Great shows. Good shows. We've got a few minutes left on the show. I'm going to reveal to you right now the document that I'll be sending to my friend so that she can break through the fear of success. Now, before I do that, I have to say, you got to read our articles in 24 hours every Monday morning. Actually, I don't think it came out this morning because we're vacation. Probably out Tuesday morning. Anyway, I include sometimes when I get a great response from a reader, I will include the reader's response in, I'll make them write, I'll use their words, I'll ask for permission, and I'll use their words to be the article. Because I'm usually, it's like a question answer, like I'm a columnist. Like, you ask me a question, I'll answer your question. But sometimes I get a reader or someone who writes into me regarding something, like a solution to someone else's problem, I'll include their answer. Well, this time I did that. Because the answer was so good. I loved it. Let's check it out. So at the end of this meeting, the president was talking to my friend and saying some nice things. And at the end, he said, if you have any suggestions, please let me know. And then the meeting ended. Now, at that point, she had no idea what to do. And then it came to me that she had to do is to write a proposal. This is a 1 to 2 page document that I will be emailing to her that is structured in such a way that in it she will outline the way she sees the growth of the company. Now, the most beautiful component of this document is that she gets to craft the kind of job she wants. Listen up. She can actually invent a new job. This woman, my friend, is driven and absolutely loves money. Now, I know a lot of us talk about money, but she loves it. Like, I like money. I like money as a tool to have a good life. But really what I love are my friends, my relationships, contributing, speaking, things like that. Money is maybe a byproduct of this. But she loves it. And a healthy love. And I propose that in this proposal, she talk about setting up a position for her that is very commission-based, very structured on performance, even linked to the performance of the company and the stocks and the shares. She would love it. Invent a new position. This is an opportunity for her to do this. Invent. Oh, it's so exciting. I'm going to send this document over to her, and she's going to get to write her own and craft her own career. But what is the risk? She's going to make all these recommendations, and the president might say, are you out of your mind? That is why I suggest she apply the getting to yes technique. Have you heard of the getting to yes technique? If you haven't, listen up. Getting to yes is a book called Getting to Yes. I use it all the time. Anytime I talk to someone, I always get to yes. I always get three yeses before I ask or give advice. No one wants your advice, folks, unless you ask them three questions with a yes, and then you get the advice. So here we go. So with this president, all you need is one yes. So I recommended she send an email and says this. I had a great meeting. I was thinking putting together a proposal with my ideas. Are you interested? The president, of course, is going to say yes. And then she can go further and say, great. Well, I was thinking of being quite outrageous or quite creative in my approach that I think might be ways of moving through some of the challenges we're seeing in the company. And the president's going to write back, yes, yes, yes. The more yeses you get, it's called pre-selling the proposal. Now, folks, whenever you put together a proposal, it must be pre-sold. It's as if it's bought before you even propose it. If your boss never brought you into the office and has never said you're fantastic and you want to write a proposal, if you coldly write a proposal and put it on their desk, they might view that as a problem. But if you go to them before you actually write the proposal and they haven't even asked you to come in the meeting or brought you into a meeting saying how fantastic you are, you can say, I have some ideas that might help or contribute to the bottom line of our company. Are you open to a proposal? And they say, yes, great. Are you open if I'm quite creative in this proposal, even though everything might not be implementable? Yes, you're getting your yeses. It works wonderfully, and I hope you do it. It's so exciting. So I'm going to pass this document on to her, and I'm going to forward, and I'm going to tell you what happens, because she's going to write this document, and then I'm going to have her send it to the president, right to the top, when she gets to the president, and then we're going to find out what she says and what the president says. Oh, breaking through the barrier. Listen to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. Nice having you. We're going to break now. Listen to some music. Enjoy the next show. I love you.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. For its 6th annual Latin American Film Festival, BLAF will be showcasing a selection of Latin American films from September 4th to the 14th at 3 theaters in Vancouver. The theaters are Pacific Cinematheque, International Film Center, and SFU Harbor Center. The lineup includes a dynamic collection of documentaries, full-length features, and short films from countries such as Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Chile, Colombia, France, Mexico, Peru, USA, and Venezuela. This year's program will showcase the cinema of Brazil. For more information, look at www.blaff.org. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, bringing Latin American culture to Vancouver.